From the WABE Newsroom at 6:31, in some parts of the country, kids don't go back to school until after Labor Day. But in the Atlanta area public schools, that is not the case. In fact, some have already returned to class. So why do some schools start at the end of July? Here's Martha Dalton.
This whole school starting early thing goes back decades. Officials worried starting after Labor Day was too late.
What they're concerned about, and this goes back to, you know, education reform back into the 80s, was assessments in the spring.
Jeff Gagne with the Southern Regional Education Board addressed the issue on Closer Look last summer. Gagne said a lot of districts moved up their start dates to have more time to prepare kids for tests. On top of that, some districts like DeKalb and Cobb recently switched to what's called a balanced calendar. They kept the same number of school days, but they shortened their summers from about 11 weeks to 9 and added more breaks throughout the year. At the time, some officials said shorter summers would help students retain more of what they'd learned. But
9 weeks is still a pretty long break.
Rachel Gwaltney is with the National Summer Learning Association. There's not a lot of research on balanced calendars, but Gwaltney says changing schedules around can be problematic for parents.
The breaks that are created during the school year are going to recreate the issues that parents still face in the summertime in terms of finding regular childcare, ensuring that kids have regular access to meals.
And parents are starting to make noise. More than 12,000 Cobb County parents have signed a petition urging the district to start school later next year. Martha Dalton, WABE News.